normally when Jesus Christ would give a parable of great importance, he finishes up by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And of course, the disciples wondered at one point. They asked Jesus, "Why do you speak in parables to the disciples, to the multitude?" This is the disciples asking Jesus, "Why do you always speak in parables to the multitude? And you explain these words to us." So you can see Jesus Christ spoke to the multitudes in parables, but explained this parable, spoke in plain words to his disciples. And let us see the response of Jesus. You go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. He answered and said unto them, "Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God." Praise God. "But to them it is not given." I'm reading Matthew chapter 13 from verse 11. He answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away that he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah," that's Isaiah, "which saith, by hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For these people's heart is wax gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. But blessed are your ears, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, many prophets, righteous men, have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them." Praise God. And this is a very, very baffling statement, a powerful statement by Jesus. Very, very deep statement, and we can see how we can get healed, how we can be saved from these verses of Jesus. Our deliverance, our healing comes by our ability to listen, our ability to contemplate that which the Lord is saying in this hour. Praise God. Our ability to hear the voice of the Spirit is the thing that will save us. As Jesus Christ spoke, he spoke in his capacity as the living one. He spoke in his capacity as the Son of God. He spoke in his capacity as the Lord from heaven, who Paul calls the Spirit. He might have had a flesh body upon the earth. He might have appeared in that vessel for a moment, but he did not walk according to a man during the days of his ministry. It was the Spirit walking through him. So as Jesus Christ spoke those words, it was the Spirit speaking. It was the voice from the mists of Eden speaking. Praise God. It was the voice of God, the voice of the Father speaking as Jesus spoke. He didn't speak from his carnal natural mind. Praise God. So you see, what he's simply trying to say is that listening to the Spirit, hearing the voice of the Spirit, is the thing that will save you. Christ is the Spirit. Praise God. And brethren, the Spirit is always speaking. See it? When you open your eyes to see into the natural, what you are seeing is what the Spirit has presented to us in the physical. It is the Spirit that is speaking, revealing the invisible attributes of God and God's kingdom. Now the issue here is that most people live according to the parable, because what we see in the natural, in this world of men, are simply parables of the invisible. It is the Spirit of God trying to communicate with us. It is the Spirit of Christ trying to speak to us, revealing truth, revealing that which is in the invisible. Praise God. But most people are not listening to the Spirit, and that's why they get stuck. That's why they perish off and die away. Most people are focusing on the parable. Most people are focusing on the outer, but they are not listening to the Spirit. Praise God. That's why it says, mind how you hear. We have to tune our ears to listen in the Spirit 24 hours. Tune our ears to listen to what the Spirit is saying. Because our ability to hear the Spirit and to see what the Spirit is showing us is what ushers us into God's realm of unlimited blessings. It is the only way that we can be enter into the place of safety and be wrapped in the covering of God's presence. Only by listening to the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus appears as the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. He appears as the Alpha and Omega, and he gives the seven messages to the seven churches. And normally at the end of each message, you see it, he always ended up by saying, to him that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Christ is the Spirit. Christ is the Spirit. The Alpha and the Omega is the Spirit. That is the vision of the invisible and true eternal God as he appears as a man. The vision of the Alpha and Omega that John saw on the island of Patmos is nothing but Christ, the Spirit. Praise God. And if you recall, when the Apostle John heard the voice of the Alpha and Omega, the Bible says that his voice was like the voice of a trumpet. A loud trumpet. Praise God. That is the voice of the Spirit. Of course, there is nowhere in the sky you are going to see somebody, in that form. The same way John the Apostle saw him on the island of Patmos while he was in the Spirit. See, all that description of the Alpha and Omega we see in the book of Revelation chapter 1 simply explains the invisible attributes of Christ Christ is spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Christ is the image of the invisible God. So his voice was like the voice of the trumpet. The voice of the Alpha and Omega, it was like the voice of a trumpet. Praise God. That is the voice of the Spirit that we have to hear. We have to listen to live. Praise God. He has given several messages, which is the message of truth, which is the gospel, the evangel, to redeem us from the, from the graveyard of humanity, to deliver us from the horrible marie clay of human living, to deliver us from the pit and crown us with life. Hallelujah. In fact, the first message to the first church, which is the church in Ephesus, says that to those who can hear this voice of the Spirit, who listen and obey, to them will he grant access to the tree of life that is in the midst of the paradise of God. Praise God. In the message to the church in Smyrna, which is the second message, he says to those who can hear this voice of the Spirit and hearken to it and obey the voice of the Spirit, he will give them the crown of life. And they will not be hurt by the second death. Praise God. If you jump further to the third message to the church in Pergamos, he says to those that listen to the voice of the Spirit, he will give them the hidden manna. The hidden manna, that is the word of life. The revelation, true intimate revelation of God's kingdom that is hidden from this world. That's why it's called the hidden manna. See, Jesus Christ once said, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. He told the disciples. Because Jesus had access to that hidden manna. But the world does not have access to that hidden manna. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you go down to the fourth message to the church in Thyatira, the Spirit says, if you can hear this message and listen to this message, I will give you the morning star, the brighter morning star. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the very stainless characteristic of the Alpha and Omega. The perfection of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then to the message, the fifth message, praise God, which is to the church in Sardis, it says to him that overcometh, see it, will I give the garment of light, raiment of light, who shall be clothed with in light, and his name shall be written in the book of life, and he shall be gathered among the company of angels of God. Hallelujah. That covering that we lost, the glorious covering of God that we lost in the beginning, is restored to us as we hearken to the voice of the Spirit, as we listen to the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the sixth message, which is to the church in Philadelphia, the sixth message from the Alpha and Omega, which is the Spirit, says that what I have set before you an open door. That is to you who hear the voice of the Spirit. I have set before you an open door into God's kingdom, a door which no man can shut. And I will cause you to enter into the place of delights, into the place of paradise, into God's city, and I will write a new name upon you, the name of my Father, and the name of the new Jerusalem upon you. Which talks of a conversion, a transformation into the very nature of God, into the very image of God, into the very likeness of God. The new Jerusalem is the land of the living, is the city of the living God. It is the realm or dimension that we enter into as we hear the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. It's a place of joy. It's a place where we are united in one with God. It's a realm where death does not exist, where sense of separation from God does not exist. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. It's a realm where the knowledge of the Lord It's like the seas that cover, like the waters that cover the sea. You are encompassed in the knowledge of God and in the safety of God. This is for those who hear the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. And the seventh message, which is the church to the church in Laodicea, says that if you hear the voice of the Spirit, I will cause you to transcend the poverty of your lowly human states and cause you to sit upon the throne of God the way I overcame the world and sat on the throne of my Father. Praise God. So that we are once more united in the glory of God, ruling and reigning upon the throne of God the way it was from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Isn't it God that gave us all dominion, all authority, all power from the foundation of the world? Where did the power go? Where did the glory go? Praise God. We lost track of all the life of God, of all the beauty of God, of all the glory of God when we stopped listening from the beginning. When we descended to become human beings and we became dull of listening. We stopped listening to the Spirit and started to listen to the voice of man, which is symbolized by the serpent. We started to listen to carnal reasonings, dark sayings of men. Praise God, because the dimension and the realm in which men live in is simply the realm of the dead. Men live in relation to parables. When you live in relation to a temporal order, in relation to a temporal world, that is constantly passing away. See, they do not see from afar off that these things that they live in relation to do not exist. Praise God. But when you listen to the voice of the Son of Man, when you listen to the voice of the Spirit, it opens your eyes to a new dimension. It opens your eyes to a new kingdom, a realm that is eternal, that never passes away. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the realm where we find our salvation, our safety, our peace. It's the realm of lights, inner lights, the kingdom of lights. Praise God, where God's presence is found. It's the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. And as we listen to the voice of the Spirit, we are transformed into that same Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. So our ability to listen is what brings salvation. Oh, hallelujah. We must be able to incline our ears to listen to the messenger of God. Hallelujah. The messenger of God is none other than Christ. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Revelation chapter 1, when the apostle John saw the Alpha and the Omega, he saw seven stars on the right hand. Let us quickly read that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I have authority over death and the world of the dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Write down the things you see, both the things that are now and the things that will happen afterward. Here is the secret meaning of the seven stars that you see in my right hand, and the seven gold lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just read from the Good News Bible. I'll go back to the King James Version. I prefer this verses here in the King James Version. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in thy right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Amen. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the seven angels of the seven churches are the seven angels that give the seven messages to the seven churches. They are the seven angels that sound the trumpet. Praise God. These are not creatures somewhere in the sky. The angels are simply messengers of God. Praise God. You and I, when we have prepared ourselves and converted ourselves, become part of the company of the seven stars upon the right hand of God. Amen. Simply the bodies of ministers that form the seven stars. Amen. They are an innumerable company. Hallelujah. Innumerable. Paul is among the seven stars. The seven angels of God. John the Apostle is among the seven angels of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is among the seven angels of God. When Jesus Christ went about doing the ministry upon the earth, he is the one that descended from heaven to do the will of the Father. He came in a capacity as an angel of God, a messenger of God, a servant of God, you know, declaring the will of his master. Praise God. See it, and they sound the trumpet, they sound the voices, they sound the message of God's kingdom. It is the voice of the Spirit revealing the depths of God. It is the voice of the Spirit revealing the mind of God. Oh, hallelujah. So our ability to listen to these messengers of God is what brings life. Praise God. At times you can have messengers in flesh form. At times you have them in the spirit. Because God is always speaking. Amen. On the inside of you, there is a messenger. Amen. The Christ in you, the Spirit in you, is an angel of God speaking the truth. He always speaks the truth. Praise God. That's why John the Apostle says that on the inside of you, there's an inner anointing that teaches you all things, which is the Spirit of God in you. Praise God. That Spirit of God is united in one with the universal, you know, angels of God and, you know, the universal gathering of God. Praise God. So we transfer information from each other, you know, around the globe, around the world, around the universe. All the information and all the knowledge of truth, all the fellowship from the heart of God is passed through the body of Christ in the spirit. You don't have to see this gathering in the spirit, but it is there. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. At times, a ministering spirit can come your way and quicken you with a revelation. Oh, hallelujah. You can quicken another brother by passing on this revelation. Hallelujah. Just a fellowship of light revealing the truth. Our ability to hear the voice of the Spirit or to hear the messengers of God is the thing that will deliver us from death. It's the thing that will deliver us from, you know, the lowly state of the mortal man of the dust. Praise God. It's what will deliver us from the miry clay. Amen. The miracle of human living, where there is fear, anguish of soul, and torment. Where men are constantly perishing and languishing away. Oh, hallelujah. Men are constantly dying. I remember a couple of months back, I traveled back to my native land in Africa. And I saw people I had not seen for many years. So you begin to see transformation in their faces. You begin to see how they have slowed down. You begin to ask for some people and you hear that they are gone. Praise God. You begin to see some faces that were once, you know, symbols of joy, how they have turned out to become symbols of sadness. Amen. It's a trend that occurs as people advance in this world, they are simply sinking down the mire cliff, sinking down the pit into death. Praise God. Your joy is being taken away gradually. You are overcome with sorrow, with the sorrows and the pain and the anguish of soul that we live in outer darkness as men. Praise God. And God is saying today, quit trying to solve your solutions by, you know, using the methods of men. Quit listening to men. Amen. Quit listening to, you know, your religious teachers who try to proffer some kind of human solutions for you. The only thing that can bring healing and liberation from your pains and your sorrow is your ability to listen to the voice of the messenger of God. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because the messenger of God speaks that which is from the Spirit. He speaks that which is from the mind of God. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Listen to the voice of the messengers of God and live. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. These are the things we should treasure. Hallelujah. Treasure day and night. Always alert in the Spirit and listening. So that we can be encompassed, united with the presence of God. So that we can be illuminated with the light of life. Hallelujah. I'm going to quickly go to the book of Job. Without controversy, this is one of the most edifying part of the Bible. Powerful scripture. A sermon from Elihu, one of these, you know, the men that met Job while Job was passing through his night period. And these are words of wisdom that we should grab, listen to, meditate on, read this scripture, digest it, chew it. Amen. Lie down with it, meditate on it, continue meditating on these scriptures day and night. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, these things will bring life to you. Amen. Have you wondered why the animals chew the cord? Animals, the carnivorous animals, or the omnivorous animals, I can't really remember now. The cows, amen, goats, deers, how they sit down in the evening and chew the cord. See it? Earlier on they have eaten grass, but later on they sit down and chew the cord. See it? It talks of meditation. We have to learn to meditate. Amen. Meditate on the word. Hallelujah. Let the word become part of us. Meditate on the word, and the Spirit will give you life. Amen. No man can give you life. It is your ability to listen to the Spirit yourself that will give you life. Amen. I can only act as a vessel to speak what God has revealed to me. But you must be tuned in the Spirit to receive it from the Spirit. No man receiveth anything except it's from above. So nobody can give life except it's given to you from above. Your ability to open your ears and listen is what will give you life. Praise God. Now let's quickly go to Job chapter 33 from verse 14. For God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man receiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. Let's stop there. If you go, I'll just read the parallel version of the Good News version of this. I just read the King James version. The Good News version says, although God speaks again and again, no one pays attention to what he says. At night, when men are asleep, God speaks in dreams and visions. He makes them listen to what he says, and they are frightened at his warning. God speaks to make them stop their sinning and to save them from becoming proud. Amen? See it? God is always speaking. God never stops speaking. He's speaking from the things that are made. Look around you. That is God speaking. Amen. Look at the mountains. That is God speaking. Look at the seas. Look at the creatures created. That is God speaking. Look around in activities in the families, in men and all. That is God speaking. Praise God. Look at the establishments of men with the eyes of the Spirit. That is God speaking. Praise God. Because it is His thoughts that are being made seen in the natural, revealing the invisible thoughts of God. So that we become aware of that which is invisible. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is speaking, but men are not listening. They are dull of hearing. Men are deep asleep in their material sense of life. For this reason, men, you know, live in relation to parables. See it? Live in relation to things that are not. Live in relation to things that are supposed to be pointers to the reality. For this reason, they are corrupted. They are held, they are in bondage to corruption. Because they are not listening to the Spirit. They are deep asleep in their humanity. They are listening to the lies from their carnal reasoning. Oh, praise God. But God is speaking. And He wants us to listen. He's speaking by His Spirit. Amen. He wants to, you know, deliver us from our purpose, from our ways, to hide us from pride. Amen. Just look at the way He says it in the King James Version. Amen. To withdraw man from his purpose. What is man's purpose? Man's purpose is destruction. Amen. An endless tendency to, you know, to drift towards destruction is man's purpose. Amen. Man's way is that broad path that leads to destruction, death and hell, anguish of soul, pains. But God wants to deliver us from pride. Pride of self-living. See it? The corruption that is in this world. He wants to deliver us. That's why He's speaking to us. That's why we are hearing this kind of messages in this hour. It is the voice of the Spirit speaking, trying to revive us. Revive us to awake from the deep slumber of humanity. Amen? Praise God. When we go about living in relation to a material world, we are deep asleep. We live in relation to things that are not, in relation to parables. And that's why we are suffering. We live in relation to lying vanities, to idols, things that are not. Amen. So instruction is coming. God wants to teach us. That's why He's speaking His word today. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to awake from the dust where we have been sleeping. Deep asleep. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 18, Job chapter 33, verse 18. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorred bread, his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it can't be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious to unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than the child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. He shall see his face with joy. For he will render unto man his righteousness. Amen. He looketh upon men. And if any say, I have sinned and perverted what is right, and he profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Are you listening? Are you listening to the will of the loving Father? He wants to revive us from the pit and enlighten us with the light of life. Jesus Christ says he has come to give us life and life abundantly. Amen. He has come to give us the light of life, to illuminate us, so that we can live once more. Hallelujah. So that we can live once more in the realm of delights and pleasures. Praise God. It is possible to live a victorious life, happy life, a victorious life filled with joy and delights and pleasures. Hallelujah. A life where there is no pain, no anguish, no sorrow, no bitterness. A life where you live in complete favor with God. That is the loving will of God for us, for you and I. Praise God. So he's causing us to listen. He wants to revive us from death. He wants to revive us from that path that, you know, into destruction, into hell. We have been sinking down continuously into destruction, but the voice has come now to revive us, to get us out of the pit, out of the miry clay of human living, out of the dark pit, out of the horrible pit. He wants to get us out and set our feet upon the rock, which is Mount Zion, where we can see the face of God once more. Where we can stand before his presence once more with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. The way it was in the beginning. Hallelujah. Remember the morning stars that shouted for joy in the presence of God? Praise God. We are among that company. God wants to restore that joy back to us. Hallelujah. The joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. He wants to restore back to us that thing which he freely gave to us from the foundation of the world, which is life, which is his life, his eternal life. So praise God. But we must be able to listen to the voice of the messenger. We must be able to listen to the voice of one out of a thousand. One out of a thousand talks about one out of, you know, an innumerable company of angels. Amen. These are the angels that form the body of the Alpha and Omega. These are the angels that are on the right hand of the Alpha and Omega, which are the ministers of God. These are the ones that we must listen to. They all speak the same voice. It is the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. They all speak with one voice. Hallelujah. When John the Apostle heard, you know, John the Apostle heard the voice of the Alpha and Omega, it was like the voice of many waters. Many, many waters. These are the nations and tongues, redeemed spirit, perfected spirit, speaking in one accord, speaking the voice of God, speaking the truth from the heart of God. Praise God. These are the carriers of the message of God, executing the word of God upon the earth. Hallelujah. Setting free the captives. Praise God. Illuminating the hearts of men with truth. Hallelujah. Destroying all the yokes, breaking the yokes, the chains that have held men, you know, into bondage to corruption. Hallelujah. These are the messengers of God. Only if we can tune our ears in the Spirit to listen to the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen to the messengers of God and live. You will come out with shouts of joy. Your youth will be renewed like that of an eagle. Oh, hallelujah. You who were perishing one time will discover your life restored back to you. You will discover your place, yourself living in the place of immortality. Hallelujah. Realizing consciously that beautiful life that never passes away. Endless life of Christ. Praise God. Jesus Christ says some of you standing here will not taste death. Hallelujah. Those are those who have heard the voice of the messengers and have obeyed the voice of the messenger. They are the ones that are lifted up out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. And they stand upon the rock, upon Mount Zion with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, when John the Apostle saw the vision of the 144,000 upon Mount Zion in the book of Revelation chapter 14, Hallelujah. The Bible says that they stood, you know, with a lamp. There was a lamp before them. That is Christ. These 144,000 are the redeemed of God. They were redeemed from the earth, from among men. Hallelujah. These are the ones that stand in the presence of God. These are the ones that stand in that dimension that never passes away. These are the ones that have been taken away, snatched from the jaws of death by the messengers of God. And they stand in the place of life eternally. And that is where God wants us to be today. But we must begin to listen. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen to the Spirit. Praise God. And let us not be carried away with the shadows. Let us not be distracted with the shadows. Let us not be distracted with parables. But let us listen to the Spirit and live. Herein lies our salvation. Herein lies our entrance into God's realm, into God's dimension. Because God's kingdom is present. God is always present. Praise God. It's only how we hear and listen that grants us access into His presence. Praise God. Are you listening? It's how we begin to conform our, you know, minds to that of the Spirit, to listen to the Spirit and live by the Spirit. That is what opens up a new realm in a dimension, in the spiritual realm, in a spiritual dimension, unlimited realm of blessings, where we can find the presence of God, where we can walk in innocence. Praise God. Where we can recognize Christ in His creation, where we can recognize the Father's presence in the creation. Praise God. First of all, they have to listen. Praise God. Begin to look in the Spirit and listen. Listen. Hallelujah. That is the key to salvation. Amen. Salvation, our deliverance, comes by listening to the messenger. Amen. But most men are not listening. That's why we suffer. Many men are carried away with, you know, activities in this world. How to further their lives in this world. How to perfect that which cannot be perfected. How to, you know, immortalize that which is not immortal. Amen. It's like trying to make, it's like a man who sleeps and dreams. And in your dream, you try to create castles. And you try to do something, achieve something in your dream. You only wake up and discover that, you know, that you could do nothing. And likewise, man and men in this age are deep asleep. See, and they are deceived, thinking that they can gain this world, thinking that they can make a name for themselves, thinking they can do something out there. See, but you will discover that there's nothing you can do. Amen. That has any eternal value. The more you try, you only pierce yourself with sorrows. Praise God. All you need is to awaken and realize that you are already immortal. You are already great. You are already perfect. Awaken and begin to realize that God's kingdom is already there. There's nothing to be added or removed from it. All we can do is to enter in and be partakers of the joy of the Lord. Amen. I'll round up with one of those sayings from the book of Ecclesiastes. Talking here about the importance to listen. This is a short proverb by King Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14. There was a little city and few men within it. There came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of the wise are heard, the words of wise men are heard in quiet, more than him that ruleth among fools. Amen. Praise God. And these are very, very powerful words by King Solomon. I'm sure he did not understand what he was saying. He was used by the Spirit to speak this thing, but he did not know what he was saying. Praise God. He talks about a city that was besieged by a strong enemy. It was about to be reduced into rubble by a strong enemy. But in the midst of the city, there was found a poor man who gave them advice. The man, by his wisdom, delivered that city. Yet nobody remembered that poor man. See it? The poor man is not heard in that city. He's despised. His wisdom is despised. See it? But with him lies the strength to save and to heal. With him lies the wisdom for deliverance. That poor man today is Christ. Amen. That Christ is the poor man, the rich man, or spiritual speaking here of the poor man in the Bible. It talks of Christ. He was not of this world. Poor in relation to this material world. Amen. And he's the one that possesses the wisdom that is able to save us. Save us from the destruction of the enemy. Deliver us from the powers of darkness, of principalities and powers. It is only by the wisdom of Christ. This is the voice of the messenger. But his voice is not heard. Men do not listen. Men do not value the message. Amen. That is why we hold meetings, we hold crusades, and just a handful turn out. We hold meetings, seminars, and just a handful turn out. Why? But when you go out there in the public, people prefer to hear, you know, sermons that will only cause them to carry on in the illusion of that their human lives. Amen. Sermons to promote their life in, you know, living in parables. Amen. Sermons from pulpits, religious teachers who do not have the message of truth, who do not speak the voice of truth. Multitudes gather unto them. Millions gather unto them. See, but the poor man's wisdom is not heard. Very few people recognize the voice of the Christ. Can you imagine, out of all the multitudes of the people that were in Israel, out of all the multitudes that followed Jesus here and there for healing, for bread, only few, a handful, 11 of them remained with Jesus when he started to speak spiritual things. All of them left him. And furthermore, only 3 ascended with Jesus upon the mountain to behold Jesus as he transfigured. Why? Where were the other people? Where were the multitudes? They were going about doing their business. Praise God. Very few people will follow the lamp unto the end. Very few people listen to the voice of wisdom. Very few people have the ability to hear, discipline themselves and hear and realize that this life you live in this world has no value at all. Very few people recognize that eternal life and lay a hold on that eternal life which Christ has come to preach. That's why he says, labor not for that which perishes, but labor for that which wells up unto eternal life, which he was here to give us. He's here to give us that life. Praise God. It's just a little flock that hear the voice of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So we should not be discouraged. Amen. Men do not hear. Men do not value these precious words. Oh, hallelujah. They are carried away with the illusion, the deceitfulness of riches, deceitfulness of vain glories of this world. But they neglect the presence of God in the Spirit, the place of life, hallelujah, the place of running waters, gushing waters, hallelujah, the realm of lights and delights. Oh, praise God. So let us not, you know, be like the multitudes. Let us exercise ourselves. It talks about exercising. Because it might not be easy initially. Exercising ourselves to listen in the Spirit. Exercising ourselves to see what the Spirit sees and to hear what the Spirit says. It's a continuous fellowship. Amen. It says, to him that hungers, to him that hears my voice, I knock on the door. To him that hears my voice and opens up, I will enter in and I will sup with him and him with me. Individually, we have to open the doors of our heart for the Spirit to enter in and sup with us. It's why we are eating, why we are dining with the Lord. that this much needed transformation occurs. Amen. It's while we are dining with the Lord that we discover ourselves in a new dimension, in a new realm of unlimited blessings. It's when we begin to see God to, you know, the face of the Father face to face with shouts of joy. It's then we retain our innocence. Hallelujah. It's then we, you know, as transcend the lower realms of mortality and the horrors of men into the place of life. Amen. So listen. Listen to the voice of the messengers and live. Listen to the voice of the Alpha and Omega. Listen to the Spirit as He's speaking in this hour. Amen.